in chapter 10. And when the Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold, with precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her about her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which she told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of the ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me." And verse 8 says, "Happy are thy men." It's in that spirit that we'd like to have this conference. We would like to be occupied with the glories of the Lord Jesus, the true Solomon. Last year we looked at the glories of his work. Then there are also the glories of his person, his moral glories. Perhaps today we'll consider more of his official glories. But they're all part of the glories of the Lord Jesus. And the hope and aim and objective is that we have a Queen of Sheba attitude and experience, and that the occupation with this subject that we will have before us will prompt us to do the same thing as the Queen of Sheba and just acknowledge the greatness and the beauties and the glories of the Lord Jesus.